You know, there's a lot of talk out there. There's going to be social media causes all most of the trouble, conspiracy theories, all of that. There'll be none of that here. This is not a time to have conspiracy theories, but it is a time to get to the bottom of some of this and figure out what the heck happened so it can't happen again. And we're going to welcome Congressman Tim Walberg in a moment, a Republican from 5th Congressional District. And we have Senate candidate to Mike Rogers. On the line right now, he's scheduled to speak at the convention tomorrow at 7:12. He is a veteran. He is a former FBI agent. He was the chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. He's a businessman and, as I mentioned, Republican Senate candidate, an all-around good guy. Mike, this is just incredible to see what we saw before our very own eyes. And some people are saying they're not surprised because of the rhetoric. And I just want to know your reaction.
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, we ought to stop fooling ourselves. This was an assassination attempt on the former president, number one. Number two, that hot burning rhetoric of candidly politics today and today's day and age certainly has to be a contributing factor to that. And then you layer in this social media stuff. So somebody, and remember, for the last several of these, unfortunately, in American history, they always call them the lone wolf, and you find out there's probably more story to it than that.
Right.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of all of that. And then there were some shortcomings. There is no way that building should have been off, not covered and not secure, given its sight lines to the president. So everybody's going to have a little answering to do here.
A lot of answering, especially the woman who is now in charge of the Secret Service. Cheadle, we keep hearing that they'd asked for more security, and then we were told, no, they didn't. We're going to wait for the answers, but I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not implying anything other than what I know from what I saw, and I want your reaction, Mike Rogers, and that is, back in the early 80s, I met my first encounter with Secret Service agents. I worked alongside them for hours before introducing Ronald Reagan at an event. And they're loose and they're, you know, kind of fun before the president arrives. When the president is nearby, they are so laser focused. And I'm here to tell you, and it may seem hard for people to understand when I say this, there is no way that the Secret Service agents I worked with back in the 80s, the mid-80s, would ever have allowed a guy to climb onto a roof with a sight line directly at the president carrying a rifle. That guy, first of all, never would have made it to the roof. Secondly, would be dead before he raised his gun to shoot at the president. Am I wrong about that?
You are not wrong about that. I have several Secret Service agent friends who I've known for 20 years who are absolutely flabbergasted by this. And it was clear in the tape that certain agents didn't know exactly what they should be doing, which is absolutely terrifying if you're on the security team. I mean, something's going on there that they need to address. Now, I will say that the agents who did the shield of the president, spot on, exactly right, reacted exactly the way they're supposed to. That second ring out, I have some questions. And certainly, they only had two counter-tactical team members. They're supposed to have six. Let me rephrase that. Normally, you would have six for such a high-profile VIP. The counter-sniper team, where were they? I mean, they're the ones that ended up taking him out, it's my understanding. Why was he able to get off so many
shots? Eight shots.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what that answer is. I'm going to be interested to hear their story. But the Secret Service has been for years, and I heard about this about 10 years ago, kept saying, we'll just make do with what we have, which I don't understand that. I mean, the threat matrix was going up, and they just didn't seem all that hot and bothered about making sure they had other agents who were trained. And training, by the way, is really, really important. These guys have to train a lot. You can't train once and then be done.
Well, you're being trained to step between a bullet and the president. That's a pretty tough training.
It is.
It's not natural. It's not natural.
And you have to train it into being instinct.
Right.
And if you notice, the folks that were on the stage did that. They circled the president. They got on top of the president.
The guy even raised his arm over the president's head, so if a bullet came, it would go through his arm. It was astonishing to see what was going on. Yeah. Let us let to Congressman Tim Walberg, late joining us, the Republican from the 5th Congressional District. You're on with our good friend Mike Rogers, a Senate candidate, a Republican Senate candidate, who's speaking tomorrow at the convention at 7:12. Congressman, you're here late, but give us some of your thoughts.
As long as I'm not the late Congressman Tim Walberg.
Sorry to be late. You're not the late Congressman.
We're over on the west side of the state right now. I'm glad that future Senator Rogers is there to talk, because from his FBI days, he understands more so what should have gone on there. But what I saw was not normal, what I've seen in every experience I've had being around a president with Secret Service and also with law enforcement at a venue like that. I'm just glad that there was another man that seemed to act just out of instinct, and that was the president, as he felt his ear and then dropped immediately to the ground.
Yeah.
That showed his cognitive reasoning was fully there, understood what he had to do. But then standing up, the leadership that he demonstrated, standing up knowing that the people out there, his supporters, were screaming, were crying, were worried, stood up and gave them hope, putting his fist up in the air and shouting, fight, fight, as they expressed USA, USA. I mean, that was a supreme example of leadership. And then being ushered to the waiting vehicle by the Secret Service, it was a wonderful display of what we do under a situation like that. But then his response immediately following was pray for the family of the deceased.
That firefighter, Corey Compratore, I have several versions of pronunciation, but we know who we're talking about. The man who dove on top of his wife and children to save their lives, gave his life a pretty horrific...
The humility of the president, who said, this is an act of God. God spared my life.
Well, the picture of the president surrounded by Secret Service, blood dripping down his face, arm in the air, and the American flag behind him is the picture that will be seared in our minds and in history books forever. Congressman Tim Walberg, glad we could catch up. And, of course, Mike Rogers, Republican Senate candidate, always a pleasure leaning on you for your expertise. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Break a leg, Mike.
He's speaking tomorrow as we continue on WJR.